How would you like to double or triple your investment money in just one day? This is Real Estate Makes Millionaires with Robert Annenberg, 35-year veteran real estate investor, builder, developer, landlord, and property manager. Stay tuned and find out how you can be a partner in lucrative properties with Robert and earn huge profits by doing so. Find out how to earn 15, 20, 30, 50, even 100% or more on your investment. And now, here's Robert Annenberg.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Real Estate Makes Millionaires. And I am Robert Annenberg, and I'm really not much except just an old-fashioned real estate guy. That's it. Tried a lot of things, failed at them all. The only thing that seemed to work is real estate. None of my properties could blow away in a hurricane, and if they did, they were insured. If they burned down, I'd get a check. If one tenant moved out, another one was always waiting to move in. And there always seemed to be somebody there to buy them. And that story is my story, and it's a 35-year story. It started out of high school, and here I am today. I've had some hiatuses where I did some other things, but what kept me afloat was owning and managing my own properties. So we'll talk about that. But let me get started by throwing out my phone number, because I offer real estate opportunities. I offer opportunities for people to partner with me in my lucrative homes and properties throughout the country. And these houses were purchased in a distressed situation from a bank or an institution, and we got them real cheap. And unlike other assets, we rent them out. They produce serious income, double-digit returns, some as low as 10, 11, 12%, some as high as 30 and 40%. Can you imagine making 40% on your money on a rental? That means in 2 years, the whole house is paid for itself. You got a free house the rest of your life. It's insane. But that does happen only for those who know how to find the great deals. So where do you come in? Well, first, let me give you my phone number. 201-289-2500. I always give it three times. 201-289-2500. And in case you're adjusting the dials on your car while you're driving down the road and you're combing your hair and you're talking on your phone, here we go. Call me at 201-289-2500. See, I'm a little different than a lot of other people on different shows who have something to sell you. I sell nothing. I take in partners in my lucrative properties. I don't have a product. I'm not selling you an annuity where I'm getting a commission. I'm not taking your money and trading it in the market and losing it all while I make commissions. I take in partners so I can continue to buy more and more and more and more properties. It's really that simple. I try to avoid banks, so it takes millions of dollars to play my game if you want to do it at my level, but that's what the partnership program's all about. We're not about teaching people how to find properties. We're not about putting people in the real estate business, because we know that doesn't work, because the world is littered with people who bought real estate seminars and never made a dime. A person who's going to be successful owning property is a special kind of person. It was either in their family or they grew up around it. They had to have grown up around wealth, because real estate is owned by the wealthy people of the world, and that will never change. Now, sure, the common guy with a decent job and decent credit and a little bit of capital can pick up a house and learn to play the game. But believe me, there's a big learning curve in this business. Therefore, if you're working full time, I don't know how you would even manage a house. We manage all our properties for free with our partners. So if you'd like to see how that works, call us at 201-289-2500, 201-289-2500. So how do you make money with us? Well, I like to give you a little scenario. Okay, let's say I pick up a house at an auction. We usually buy properties with our own capital. We don't want to rely on calling someone to see if they have the money ready and available for any given auction. We have our own money to purchase properties, and we do. And we have our own money to fix them up and market them and rent them out, and we do. But once we stabilize an asset, and it's not until we get a tenant and the place is fixed up, then what we do is we'll take in a partner. We won't sell you our property unless you want to pay us retail. But we will take you in as a partner, And we have a program where you would put up the money, and that allows us to get our cash out so we can repeat the crazy process over and over again. Well, what has happened is we ended up with lots and lots of properties we manage and we own. And these are great income producing assets, and they're all over the country. And we're constantly buying more. So we don't want to stop now. We feel like we're just getting started after 35 years. If you look at some of the biggest real estate guys, they never stop. They just keep on going. Give me a call at 201-289-2500, 201-289-2500. And one more time, not to be crazy or monotonous, but 201-289-2500. Hey, it's my show. I own it. There's nobody here. There's no commercials. I can give out my number as much as I want. The whole purpose is for you people to call me so you can come in and see how you can make money with me. It's a great opportunity. Think about this. When's the last time you doubled your money on something where there wasn't really any risk involved? You're always going to hear a story. Oh, I picked up a stock at 5. It went to 10. I got out and doubled my money. Great. I've been there, done that. But that same guy's never going to brag about the ones he lost. And that same guy most likely is broke because trading is gambling. Investing is gambling. And all gamblers lose. Period. Real estate is different. Real estate is real estate. Real estate is what's considered a hard asset. It sits outside, collects dust, gets rained on, takes a beating from the sun, but over time goes up in value. And if you're really smart and you know the real estate business, you can buy these assets for less than they're worth. You see, how money is made in this world is by exchange. A dollar has to exchange for something of greater value in order for someone to make money. Meaning, you got a dollar in your pocket, that's all you got is a dollar. But if I got a pencil and I'm willing to sell you this $2 pencil for a dollar, and you know where you can off this pencil for $1.50, you've basically exchanged your dollar for a $2 asset that you're going to liquidate below its value to get rid of it quickly because maybe you got somebody waiting to buy it for $1.50. So real estate is the same thing, especially in foreclosures. Because, see, in foreclosures, you're eliminating the long headache and the risk of building profit. A builder builds profit. Builders make billions of dollars. But it's a process. You need a lot of capital, and you have to build your profit. You're not going to get your profit until the product's finished, until the house is CO'd, until you can sell it. In the foreclosure business, not so. You can actually double your money in one day. I've done it many times, and I'm doing it all the time. Why? Well, buy a $30,000 house that's appraised at $60,000. Theoretically, you doubled your money. Yes, no, maybe. Of course you did. So if you want to see how this is done, I can show you how you can partner with me. You do no work. We manage the properties. We have the properties. You simply come in and pick one out and decide which one you want to invest in as a partner. We don't accept private money mortgages. We don't borrow hard money. There's no money for the investor in that. A hard money guy gets 9 to 10 to 11, 12%. And he needs to lend out $1 million just to make $100,000 a year. Okay, I could buy one house for $50,000 that's worth $120,000, fix it up, sell it, and make $50,000 on $50,000. That's 100% return. And I don't need to wait a year to do that. I can do that in 3 or 4 months. It's possible to do it in 2 months. It's possible to do it in a month. But the money is owning the property, always has and always will. He who owns the property has the gold. All others are really just servants of the Lord, the landlord, so to speak. So a landlord owns property. He rents it out. Other people who do mortgages, they're servants of the Lord. People who work on properties, they're serving the Lord. People living in the property paying rent, they're serving the Lord. They're paying rent to the Lord. The landlord is king, always has and always will be. So let me tell you how the game is played, how it all started and where it's going. Today, the big corporations are booming in the apartment building business, the commercial business. They're just building like crazy. Big corporations see how wealthy they can become by building apartments and renting them out to young people who will be trapped in those apartments for years upon years and never have any equity, never amass any wealth, and they'll pretty much die broke. Between their apartment, their car payment, and their college loan, they're dead before they even... They were broke before they even got out of their first year of college, a lot of these people. I call it the 1-2-3 knockout. Your rent, your car payment, and your tuition loan. Just imagine the $200,000 or $300,000 it costs to go to college. If you took that money and you bought 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 nice little properties that were, you know, $30,000-$40,000 each, and you were able to rent them out at double-digit returns, you'd be a wealthy guy. But the government isn't going to lend you money for that. They'll lend big corporations money to build apartments to put students in, but they won't lend the little people the money. So times sure have changed. We're living in some scary times, and the only way I have figured to keep my dynasty moving forward is to partner with the private sector. And I'll show you how it's done when you come in. I'll show you how you'll be safe and secure. We're right here in Broward County. My office is in Pompano. I'm at 201-289-2500. That's 201-289-2500. You know, please call if you have liquidity to invest and you're a serious investor. I'm not here to chat about properties or, you know, hear people's stories and that don't materialize. We're in business to buy and manage property, and that's what the show's about. And what we want to do is offer a unique opportunity so people can start earning 10, 15, 30, 50% on their money as a partner in a property, rather than 4, 5, or 6% on your money in a mortgage or an annuity or any of these crazy products that are sold by salesmen who are getting paid a commission to sell them to you. I talked about it on my last show. Annuities are sold by insurance companies who use that money to buy real estate. Hello, bingo. Well, maybe you should just own the real estate. There you go. So with that said, again, real estate makes millionaires. And my banner ad campaign is the hidden beauty of an ugly house. And we'd like to show you that hidden beauty. One house won't make you rich, but it's a start. You'll own something. And I said on every show, you either own property or you pay those who do. So we'll show you how you can own property, not have to see it, not have to handle any day-to-day management, yet your property's being managed by your partner, not a outside management company that's going to make up false repairs and stick it to you. We are your partner in the property. We own it with you. We're not selling you any of our properties. We only take in partners. So I'm at 201-289-2500. I'm at 201-289-2500. Give me a call. My name's Robert, and I'd love to meet with you in my office and spend a half an hour, show you what we got, what we bought. I'll show you some really cool things from A to Z, where we found it, what we did with it, how we fixed it up, how we rented it, what it's worth now, all that really cool stuff. I'm going to touch on something that might be a bit of a bummer and bring some people down, but I like to call it reality check. Reality check is most people could not do this. Most people are never going to be able to find the proper deals. Most people are never going to be able to manage the properties. It's just too big. It's too much. But yet, it's not that big in the grand scheme of things, but it's too big for people to fathom thinking they could do it. There's too much training. There's too much trial and error. And we've got all that within our 35 years experience. So with that said, I'd like to break it down and talk to you about how the wealthy people today got so damn wealthy. Well, they didn't do it with annuities. Most of them did not do it with the stock market. In fact, anyone in the stock market, all I ever hear them do is complain about how much they lost. Most of them are real estate millionaires and billionaires, and they're that way because they own lots of real estate. They didn't do it in 1 year. They didn't do it in 5 years. But in 10, 15, and 20 years, and some people 30, some people have created multi-billion dollar fortunes. My, how quick time flies. 5 years goes like a drop of a hat. I know some people, they move into an apartment. It's 5 years later. They're still hunkered down. They're not even looking for a house. And they're just done. They are financially destitute. An apartment will keep you destitute. You got to get out of an apartment if you're in one. You got to find a way to own a property. because you need to know how to turn a property into a piggy bank and have other people put money in the bank for you. And that's really what real estate's all about. OPM, other people's money. You can borrow other people's money and do deals. You can put tenants in your houses and collect other people's money to pay your mortgage. And you're the property owner in the middle. And that's how the real big boys play the game. The guys doing the big multi-million dollar deals. They're borrowing huge. They lease out huge. And they're in the middle just getting richer and richer and richer because these assets increase in value and the rents go up over time. Again, we're at 201-289-2500. That's 201-289-2500. I wrote a couple real estate books years ago. They're on Amazon. If you ever go to Amazon and you just Google Robert Annenberg. And it's funny how today, 2016, it's the same thing that I was doing 30 years ago. Just a different product. I came here in Broward County and I did a lot of condos and we got them really cheap. But there was a learning lesson in that. Now, we try to find super duper deals in single family homes, but the funny part is most of our homes aren't in Broward County. They're all over the state of Florida or up and down the East Coast or wherever we can get the great deals. And technology's made that possible. Technology, like the iPhone, has changed a lot of businesses, but especially for real estate. Right now, I just had the floors waxed and cleaned in a house in Jacksonville. And all it really took was a couple of pictures to see the job was done. Well, I couldn't do that 8 years ago before there were the iPhones. Snap a picture of this quality and send it real time. I can actually have someone walk through a house and take a short video if I want. And I could be 1,000 miles away. And with my knowledge of real estate and construction, I can see if something's getting done right or not. And I can always send over an inspector, et cetera, et cetera. So technology has helped almost everyone, even an old-fashioned business like real estate, where you would think, well, where's the technology in it? Well, the technology is in the tools that we use to manage these properties from far distances, like Craigslist, the internet, Angie's List, Google, of course, the iPhones, pictures, sending Dropbox files with multiple pictures, making flyers, all the things that we can do. It's just amazing. All the CAD programs out there for land planning and house building. So, of course, it's made the industry amazing. Amazing. And look what it's done for all kind of businesses. You know, on eBay, you can bid on a car in another country and you get to see a whole lot of pictures. You couldn't do that 20 years ago. So back to the old real estate grind. It's the most lucrative, sound, time-tested wealth-building mechanism there is. And it's simply like a wash and repeat. You know, it's a four-step formula. You're simply finding great deals below market. Now, that's the talent. Let's call that talent. Then you're managing these properties, getting them fixed, getting good tenants, and keeping everyone happy and making sure rents are paid. And, you know, I wouldn't call that talent. I would just call that skill. It takes talent to buy and skill to manage. Then later on down the road, you sell them. And there's not a whole lot of talent or skill when it's involving selling a property. A property always sells itself. You put it on real estate, realtor.com, you put it on Craigslist, and if it's priced right, someone's going to buy it. It's just the way it is. So you have two things. You've got your skill and you got your talent. So if you're not getting the good deals, you just don't have the talent. You don't even know where they're at. You might not know a good deal if it hit you in the head. Or there are some people with some talent and they got bad skill. They get a great deal, but then they mess it up in the skill department, and that's the management. You know, they turn a $5,000 job into a $15,000 job. And believe me, that's happened, but not to those kind of numbers. I've had a job that I think was going to cost $5,000 and ends up costing $7,000 or $8,000. You know, you make it back in the rent in a couple of months. You got to remember, we don't have mortgages on most of our properties. So our average rent is like $850 to $1,300 a house. A couple months rent. You got half that money back when you went over your budget on your repair. With all that said, again, I'd like to show you how this is the most rock solid, easy to do wealth building mechanism. Nothing comes close. No one has anything like this because no one has the properties I have. No one has the 35 years experience I have. Sure, there's people out there selling mortgages. you won't make any money. I think they pay you 6%, and that's taxable income. When that's done, you'll be down to 3%. If you want to invest money for 3%, go for it. You can invest that same amount of money instead of in a mortgage. You could own a property, and you'll make 30%. So it's all returns. It's all about returns. You're not going to get wealthy making single-digit returns. You must make the big returns, and that's what the talent is about. We actually make our money the day we buy these properties. We don't really realize the cash until down the road when we sell it, but who needs to? Because then you got to pay tax. We'd prefer to own the asset that we picked up for $40,000 and we know it's worth $80,000. So here's my balance sheet now. Look at all these assets we have. But we prefer to collect the rent. And that, my friends, called the game of Monopoly. You know, if you look at how the game of Monopoly is played, it's all about rent. You land on somebody's space, you owe them. Again, real estate. You either own real estate or you pay those who do. So you're not going to be able to find these properties. You are not going to be able to manage these properties. You don't have the talent to find them, and you don't have the skill to manage them. Both of those things take time. You know, Justin Bieber didn't become the greatest singer and dancer of all time in one night. He practiced. I mean, before Justin Bieber, we had that guy, what was his name? I always met Ted Zeppelin. Remember? Was it Theodore Zeppelin or Teddy Zeppelin? Yeah, Ted. Is it Ted or Jed? Or Led? Led Zeppelin. Who's? Oh, he's a great guitar player, that Ted Zeppelin. But I think everyone forgot about him now. And now it's all about Justin Bieber and who else we got? We got One Direction. And, who else is really good? Oh, we got Taylor Swift. Yeah, these people have been honing their craft for 5, 10, and 15 years to be as great as they are. Even the Kardashians, they didn't get those big booties in, like, one day, right? Didn't they have to, like, eat some kind of cornflakes or rice patties? Or over time, the gluteus maximus just started expanding at, like, an alarming rate, kind of like you ever pop Jiffy Pop? And then, you know, you're moving the thing around, and all of a sudden it just it just takes time. So we've invested all the time to be successful. And in order for us to buy more properties, we partner with private individuals. You don't need to be a millionaire. You don't even need $100,000. But we say that you should have between 15 and 50 grand to do a house or two. If you can't come in as a 50% partner, sometimes we can get a third person and we can do what's called a three-way. And we are always the managing and custodian of record and the fiduciary for the partnership. So we offer transparency. We offer accountability. We offer efficiency and honesty. Everybody gets paid every month when the rent comes in. And when it doesn't come in, nobody gets paid. But guess what? We don't have a mortgage to pay. So we can take our time and get a really good tenant. Well, we're not going to face foreclosure because a property went vacant for a month or two. So we're in a position of strength, and it's a good place to be. With that said, we'd like to show you how we got here, how we started, how you can partner with us. There are deals out there every day. The shrewd investors of the world are the ones getting them. Thank you. Thank you very much. But it doesn't come easy. Every business is a grind in some way or another. The real estate business is neat because it's all about how to get other people making you wealthy. Tenants. Tenants, tenants, tenants. If you look back in history, all the big guys made their millions and millions from tenants. If you look at the big builders who built condos, I don't know, let's take this guy, he's down in Hollywood, Deser, Michael Deser, his son Gil. These people own lots of apartments in New York. They own rental property in Florida all over the place. I always like to go back to a guy, I grew up with his son, Victor Posner was one of the first billionaires in the country. And if people knew his true wealth, it would knock him out. It in today's value, it could be tens of billions of dollars. This guy had property in every state. We're not talking houses. We're talking thousands and thousands and thousands of apartments, warehouses, office buildings. You know, besides all the public companies he was in, Posner always was and always will be one of the great real estate tycoons of our lifetime. And what was his backbone? What was his wealth? Oh, thousands of apartments that he owned in Essex and Baltimore County. And there's other guys in my hometown. I'm from Baltimore, that these people just have amassed thousands of apartments. They buy an entire apartment complex with 300 units for, I don't know, $100 million or more, like I'm buying a little house. The problem is these people don't need you. There's no place for you. They're not going to teach you. They're not going to help you. You're not going to be able to invest with them. The only way to invest with them is through a broker, through one of their REITs, and then it's a security, and now you're back in the stock market. So if you'd like to own property with a professional and be a partner in houses, houses that are throwing off double-digit rents, houses that the day you invest, your money's worth more, and you don't have to worry about a stock market crash. You know, this is the greatest retirement tool. Real estate, real estate, real estate for retirement. But there is something I got to tell you. It's not real estate that makes anybody money. It's just not that way. But the right kind of real estate, bought at the right price and managed efficiently, that's the secret formula. And that's all I'll teach you. So remember, the right kind of real estate, bought at the right price and managed efficiently. The world is littered with people who are delusional and bought $500,000 houses and got $490,000 mortgages and thought that they were going to make money in a deal like that when their tenant moved out and their mortgage payment is $6,000 a month. They're broke the first month. Nobody ever did that. Victor Posner didn't do it. Deser didn't do it. Trump didn't do it. They all made their fortune in apartments and rentals, and low-price homes. Blackstone, the biggest owner of homes across the country. They rent them. Give me a call, 201-289-2500. Thank you. Looking forward to seeing you.
To find out how you can partner with Robert Annenberg, call 201-289-2500. That's 201-289-2500. And join us next week for Real Estate Makes Millionaires on Fox Sports 640 South Florida.